Well, good evening and welcome to the Wasatch Gym and Wisconsin Valley Conference High School Boys Basketball, where tonight Lumberjack Boys will take on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference clash in a game that has some meaning as far as the seeding goes for the tournament. The seeding meeting is this weekend, and the Lumberjacks, with a win, can set themselves up for a pretty good seed. It's conceivable in a victory here tonight that East, playing Division II tournament basketball this year, could get a number two seed, and that would mean a first-round bye and a home game in the next round. And so there is some importance to this game here tonight. The Lumberjacks beat Merrill earlier this season, and East has dropped two in a row, but the Merrill Blue Jays have been worse lately. They have dropped six of their last seven and the last three in a row. So it's a battle of two teams that need a win here tonight. But for the Lumberjacks, much more important, I think, than it is for the Blue Jays as far as you look at the seedings going into the tournament. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East head coach Paul Dimple. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We were here with Paul Dimple before the game with Merrill. Well, back to the other night, a wild one with Wisconsin Rapids. You had your chances, and they were able to pull it out at the end.
Yeah, you know, it was a good game. It was an entertaining game for the fans and whatnot. There were a couple things we could have done better. Mainly what we took out of that game is we did not rebound very well at all, and we hopefully tried to address that, and hopefully we'll be better on the boards tonight.
You know, it's interesting. They came in as the worst rebounding team in the conference. You guys were best in the conference, and yet, especially in the first half, they were able to get to almost every rebound, especially on the offensive end.
Absolutely. In the first quarter alone, they had 12 offensive boards. And in fact, the first possession, which seemed to last forever, I think they had four or five offensive boards. And it just came down to just getting bodies on people and staying with it. So then we kind of watched a little film, saw what we didn't do, and hopefully we'll, like I said, be better at that tonight. It'll also help that we'll have the big 6'11 kid back, which is going to help with our rebounding, I think.
Now, obviously, 50% from three-point range, 9 for 18, you got to like that. Jaden Rutkowski, he doesn't have the greatest form in the world. It's sort of unorthodox, but when he gets hot, he can put it in.
Absolutely. He was on fire on Tuesday night against Rapids. Did a real nice job, and maybe I made an error in not running some sets for him down the stretch. As I look back at the game, that's something I would maybe do a little bit differently.
Only got to the line 5 times in the game. Obviously, when the threes are falling, you're not going to drive as much, but you'd certainly like to get to the line more than that. They got to the line, I think, 17 times.
Yeah, they got to the line much more than we did, and we actually have been getting the line a lot the last couple of games, especially Bryce Taylor. He was a little under the weather on Tuesday, which he didn't tell me until after the game, of course. So he struggled a little bit, and he's probably been, I think he's been the last 3 or 4 games, he's about 21 for 25. So hopefully we get to the line tonight against Merrill.
It seems like he wants to drive at every opportunity, and not getting a whole lot of calls in the paint. It seems like he goes in against double teams sometimes, gets bumped, and he's not getting whistles.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to say. You know, it's tough when you get into the paint. I thought there were a couple times he got banged and he didn't get a call, but that's just part of the game. You just got to play through it as a player.
The final play came down to the end. You got two shots at it. It worked earlier this year in the win over Chippewa Falls. Looked like exactly the same play. It just didn't go this time.
It was the same set. It was the same play. Trenton probably took one less dribble on Tuesday than he did down against Chippewa Falls over Menominee. I think if he takes one more dribble, it might be the same result. It was a decent look, and then Jaden got the rebound and put a shot up, although the shot would have counted because the officials waved it off anyway. So it was a decent look for the play.
Now, the last game with Merrill, a good defensive game, especially in the second half. He held them to 15 points. You got to like that kind of effort.
Absolutely. We're looking for that again tonight. You know, this is a big game for us as we go into the seeding meeting on Sunday. Good point out there. I told the kids, we need to win this game, you know, to get us to the seed that we're looking to get. You know, we don't win this game, and you know, then it's going to be a toss-up come Sunday afternoon.
And with a win, probably a two-seed and a first-round bye, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Possibly, you know, obviously you got to go through the process, but that's the way. If we can get a win here, the two seed looks very possible, and then a first round bye, and then you get to play at home again. So
that's it, Coach Paul. We'll go back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Time to be back here at the East Gym. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Merrill Blue Jays, it will be Brandon Bartz, 5'11" senior; Austin Reisman, a 5'11" sophomore; Jake Anderson, a 6'5" junior; Jazz Moot, 6' junior; and Tucker Dedome, a 6'5" senior. For head coach Kurt Soderberg, assisted by Robin Smith, Adam Smith, Ross Reinecke, Sean Schultz, Tom Andreska, and Austin Smith. for the Lumberjacks. Dylan Hamlin back in the starting lineup tonight. Obviously a huge part of what the Lumberjacks try to do on both ends of the floor. Hamlin, the 6'11 junior. Bryce Taylor, 6'4 senior. Tanner Dinka, 6'1 senior. Jaden Witkowski with the 6'3s in the game against Rapids on Tuesday night, 5'10 junior. And Bryce Whitmark, 6'4 senior. For head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, Steve Lassert, Joe Pockel, Jared Morris, Dan Garrett, and Marty Dumas. Lumberjacks coming in with a record of 9-8 overall, and Merrill with an overall record of 8-12. As we said, they have dropped their last 3 and 6 of their last 7. And wanted to mention, you still have time to get involved in the Lumberjack raffle. They're doing a little fundraising raffle, and it's a pretty nice prize. 4 lucky winners are going to receive 4 tickets to a luxury suite at the Kohl Center for the Badger-Indiana game on Tuesday, February 25th. Now, the drawing is going to be held next week on Tuesday in their game against Rhinelander. And so you still have time to get tickets here tonight, or you can get them at school on Monday or Tuesday or at the game on Tuesday night. Lumberjacks play a home game on Monday night as well. It's a makeup game against Oshkosh West. We'll have that game for you Monday night right here. Tuesday, we'll be with the hockey team as the tournament begins Tuesday night. So no radio for the Rhinelander game on Tuesday, but a chance to get those raffle tickets. And you might be heading to the Badger-Indiana Hoosier game. All of the money raised will go to support the Lumberjack basketball program. Earlier tonight, the East girls dropped their matchup with Merrill, but there was a landmark in the game as Renee Fronick of the Blue Jays reached the 1,000 career point mark, only the second girl in Merrill school history to do that, and I believe they said only the 8th player of either girls or boys to reach that milestone in Merrill school history, over 1,000 points in the career for Renee Fronick. The Blue Jays got a win in that first game, the girls game, earlier tonight. We'll take a timeout. Get back and get set to tip it off at the Lumberjacks and Maryland Blues Hoops coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym as we get set to go. Lumberjacks are in white tonight with the red and black trim. Merrill is in blue with the red and white trim. It'll be Hamlin back in the starting lineup. He missed a couple of games after getting what they thought was a concussion in a game against Lakeland. And Jake Rutkowski coming off his huge game on Tuesday night. 6 threes in that game, finished with 18 points. He was the only Lumberjack in double figures in the one-point loss to Rapids on Tuesday night, 52-51. And as you heard Coach Tim could talk about, they did get killed on the boards early in that game. Played better rebounding in the second half. And that's what kept the game close. But let's see what they can do here tonight with Hamlin back in the lineup. We're underway. Merrill will control the tip and bring it into the front court. On the dribble, East is going to play that zone to start. Merrill has it left wing, kick it out on top. Jazz moots with it. Now it's Jake Anderson. Merrill does have some size with Beadhelm 6'5 and Anderson 6'5 out there as well. That ball knocked away by Duke out of bounds. Merrill will keep it. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Coldwell Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Blue Jays will inbound at side court, and Reisman gets it in to Moots. Moots gives it off to Brandon Bartz, now right wing. Back out on top, thought about the three, didn't take it. That's Moots. He gives it off to Anderson. Now penetration to the free throw line and kick it right wing. No shot available, though. Good recovery by the Lumberjacks. They're doing a good job here moving side to side in that zone. And Merrill still outside the arc with it between the circles. Now right wing, three ball launched. Off the back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Widmark. And he traveled with the basketball, got bumped, and he tried to save it from going out of bounds. He was leaning, but they say that he traveled. So it will be Merrill basketball, the three-point miss by Reisman. Merrill looking to get it in, still looking, now throws it all the way out on top to Moots, and they'll reset. Left wing is Brandon Bartz, now back out on top. Slow offensive start here is, now we get a whistle, and Merrill steps on the inline, or the sideline, that is. Jake Anderson didn't know where he was, stepped on the sideline and turns it over. Lumberjacks will have it. So all that time off the clock, one shot attempt, and that was a miss. And now East will have the basketball. Bryce Taylor into the front court with it. See if they decide to get it to Hamlin quickly or if they let Rutkowski, see if he's hot again tonight. Widmark with it. Taylor, now it's Rutkowski. High post, Widmark down low. Hamlin goes up, no foul, and Merrill slid over to double team that time. Hamlin went up and drew the foul, and he'll shoot too. Well, yeah, they'd like to get Hamlin involved early in the offense if they can here tonight. And Anderson will pick up the quick foul. So Hamlin will shoot two here. First one's on the way. Back bracket, no good. East has been better shooting free throws recently, but for most of the season, they were not or have not been a good free throw shooting team. Second one out of the way. And that rattles around and off. Missed them both. And Merrill with the rebound. Brandon Bart to the front court. Right wing now. The Moots back out on top. They got Taylor. Now Widmark comes out to double. Merrill gets rid of it. Baseline drive. Shot put up. Blocked. Who are they going to get with the foul there? Hamlin and Taylor were both there. They're going to call Dylan Hamlin on a foul, and that's going to be his first, and it will send Chaz Moots to the line for a couple of foul shots here. Still no score, 6:20 to play first quarter. It was a low-scoring defensive game the last time these two teams played. First foul shot for Moots is no good. Not much happening here offensively so far. Final score in that first game was 48-39, Lumberjacks. Merrill was held to 15 points in the second half. Second free throw for Moots is up and in. He got one. It's 1-0 Merrill. Taylor gets it to Rutkowski, who will bring it across the timeline. Now back to Bryce Taylor. Merrill starting out on his own here. Widmark high post. Kick it to Taylor. They swing it. Rutkowski to Dinka, left wing. High post. Widmark at the elbow again. Back to Dinka, left wing. Down low to Hamlin. Kicks it out, throws it away. They turn it over, and here comes Merrill back the other way. Reisman wants to attack, pull-up jumper, that's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Taylor. Here comes East, they want to run, try to get it into Hamlin. Now they're trying to force it. As Hamlin was out on the break, he was well covered, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. Dylan Hamlin, decent low post player, but not somebody that you want to have handling the ball on a break. And that one went off his hands out of bounds. And it will be Merrill basketball. Take it if it's there. Get it inside to the big guy if it's there, but don't force it. Brandon Barnes drives down the lane. Pull-up jumper off the rim, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Good strong rebound by Hamlin that side. Here comes East back the other way. Dimka picks up his dribble, gives it to Rutkowski. Taylor left wing, down low to Widmark on the baseline, kicks it out. Dimka sways it to Rutkowski. He'll shoot a three. Hey, got it. Stays hot. Jaden Rutkowski with a 3-1 Lumberjacks. East is going to try to trap here at half court if they can. Merrill still in the backcourt with it. Now they get it across to Reisman. Here comes the double team. Gets rid of it to Bartz. Bartz out there half court with it. Taylor, top of that zone. Now they get it. Anderson at the elbow. Shoots over Hamlin. Got the roll off. No good. Rutkowski with the rebound. Quickly ahead now. A pass intercepted by Merrill, and here they come back the other way. A drive in, shot put up. No, rebound is grabbed, and now we get a whistle and a traveling violation. Tucker Dedham, he got the rebound and traveled, and East will get it back. Merrill has started the game 0-for-5 from the field. It's 3-1 Lumberjacks. Slutkowski to the front court, Taylor. Out on top to Dimka, swing it to Rutkowski. Skips it over the top to Dimka. They launch it down to Hamlin underneath, and he gets the layup. That time they got it over the top to Dylan Hamlin. He laid it up and in. 5-1, Lumberjacks. Brandon Barks down the ball, knocked away by Taylor in the backcourt of Steele. Dimka's with it. They get it down Bryce Taylor, left wing. He's going to drive in the paint. Now Steve Widmark on the baseline. We get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul call before the shot on the Blue Jays. And that is going to go on Moots, I believe. That's his first non-shooting foul. Merrill's going to get some subs in the game. Alex Zettler comes in for the Blue Jays. Also in is Nick Peterson. Lumberjack staying with their starting five, and now Bryce Taylor traveled with the basketball as he tried to drive. That's four turnovers here in the early going for the Lumberjacks. 4:12 to play first period, 5-1 East. East girls lost to Merrill earlier tonight. The East hockey team playing tonight. They're over at Black River Falls. Last report, they were leading 2-0 after the first period. As they get set their final regular season game tonight, getting set for the tournament on Tuesday. Here's a pull-up jumper in the paint for the Blue Jays, up and in for Brandon Bartz. They finally hit their first shot, 5-3, East with the lead, Rutkowski to the front court. To Dimka, now down to Hamlin on the baseline, skips it to Rutkowski. Taylor, Hamlin in the paint, tries to feed Widmark, and it's knocked out of bounds. East will keep it. No, they're going to say Widmark touched it last. Wow. Another turnover on the Lumberjacks, that's 5. Hamlin will take a seat. Sean Wilson gets into the game for the first time. Hamlin's missed a couple of games, so probably his wind isn't all the way back yet, so he'll sit, and Wilson will come in here. Merrill with the basketball. High post to Anderson, kicks it right wing, 3-ball, oh, that's an air ball, too hard for Moots, and Dimka with the rebound, he brings it into the front court. Now it's Bryce Taylor looking inside, nothing there, he's going to penetrate, tries to feed it to Widmark, it's taken away again, and then Taylor will get a reach and foul. Not good ball management here by the Lumberjacks, 6 turnovers here in the first quarter, and Trenton Pace going to get into the game for Bryce Taylor. Taylor picks up the foul, and it will be Merrill basketball. And the Blue Jays bring it ahead. Lumberjacks getting patient. They try to force the ball inside with passes and been costing them tonight with turnovers. Right wing, now on top. Bartz with it. They try an alley-oop play to Jake Anderson. Wilson overplayed that and took it away. Here comes East back the other way to Rutkowski in the front court. Trenton Pate. Dimka between the circles. Now it's Rutkowski. Dimka gets a screen from Pate. Shoots a 3. No, Wilson goes over the top and commits a foul. Charles Wilson didn't have rebounding position there. Tried to go over the top clean, but committed the foul over the back. Offensive struggles here for both teams tonight. 5-3, Lumberjacks leading, 2:44 to play first quarter. Drew Hoff gets into the game for the Blue Jays. And Merrill will bring it ahead. East basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Blue Jays with it, front court. Drew Hoff to Zettler. Zettler on the dribble, right wing now. Brandon Bartz back out on top. He's staying in the zone. Trent Pate, Bryce Widmark playing the top of that zone now. Merrill around the perimeter with it. Now left wing. Hoff looks inside. Nothing there. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Dimka, and Merrill will keep it. Another substitution for the Blue Jays. Matt Rutkowski comes into the game, and Jake Anderson will take a seat. So I think it's 5 reserves on the floor now. For Merrill. Actually, Brandon Bartz is still in the game. 4 reserves and Brandon Bartz on the floor for the Blue Jays here. He still has Widmark, Dimka, and Rutkowski, who have played the whole first quarter, still on the floor, along with Pate and Wilson. Thought about the 3. That was Zettler. He pulled it back. Merrill with it. Now they pass it right wing. Zettler now low overplay by Rutkowski with the steal and then a reaching foul called on the Blue Jays. Nice overplay by Jaden Rutkowski right there, anticipating that. Entry pass down low. Merrill's 5th turnover. Now J.P. Lacy's going to get into the game for the Lumberjacks. Widmark will take a breather. And East will have it here with a minute 53 to play first quarter. Lumberjacks just have 3 shot attempts. They've made 2 of them. Rutkowski to Dimka. Down to Wilson on the baseline. Outside, Rutkowski open for 3. Catches, shoot, and he carries another one. Jaden Rutkowski at 6 the other night. He's 2-for-2 from downtown tonight. It's 8-3 Lumberjacks. Why not? He feels it, getting the ball. Now the ball knocked away, but Merrill gets it back. 3 ball launch left wing. That's short. The rebound is knocked away from Lacy, and Merrill will get it. They'll get another shot at it. Again, he's not being able to grab a defensive rebound there. Here's a 3 ball launch left wing. That's short. And the rebound this time is grabbed by Lacy, and he hangs on. Hoff missed that 3. Merrill not shooting well tonight at all so far. Dimka right wing. Out on top to Pate. They kick it. Rutkowski open for 3 again. That's a little bit off the mark. Lacy had the rebound knocked away. He got poked in the eye. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say that was last touched by Lacy. Wow. Sure looked like that was touched by Nero. Plus, Lacy got poked in the eye. But the Blue Jays will have it. He was 6 out of 8. Rakowski was 6 out of 8 for 3-point range the other night. He's 2 for 3 tonight. So 8 out of 11 in his last two games in 3-point attempts for Jane Rakowski. 52 seconds to play. 8-3 Lumberjacks. Merrill with the basketball. Chaz Moots, left wing. Nick Peterson out on top. Let's see if Merrill decides they want to play for one here. Pop down to 38 seconds to play in the quarter. Merrill has been offensively challenged here in the first quarter. Eso hasn't done a whole lot better, even though they've hit a couple of threes. Out on top, this is Zettler. Now a drive. Shot put up off the glass. Up and in. Nice drive and penetration by Chaz Moots. That time he got the hoop. Eso will get a chance here on the final possession of the first quarter with 14 seconds. Rutkowski in the front court. Gives it to Logan Bailey, who's in the game for Eso. 8 seconds, Bailey, and the ball knocked away. Bad pass, here comes Merrill back the other way, and they're going to score. No, it rolls off the rim and a foul, and the Blue Jays will head to the free throw line with 2.1 seconds to play. 7 turnovers in the first quarter for the Lumberjacks. That just cannot be sustained, and Paul Dinka is not happy. As the Blue Jays will go to the line, Austin Reisman got the steal, went coast to coast, drew the foul, a shot rolled off the rim, so it'll be 2 shots here. For Reisman, first one's on the way, back bracket, no good. East Hoops is brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Second foul shot coming for Austin Reisman. On the way, he got it, 1 of 2. East will inbound it, they get it in. And Bailey's going to shoot from half court. Going to be gone. They win. That's your coach. Absolutely. A 3-point basket. The refs are going to talk about it. Kurt Soderberg said that Sean Wilson had his hand in the net, but I don't think that had anything to do with the basket going in. They're going to talk about it, so let's see. Sean Wilson had his hand in the net. The shot went in by Logan Bailey just across half court, but they may wave this off. Sean Wilson got his hand in the bottom of the net. They're going to talk about it here. What are they going to say? They are going to... They haven't given a signal yet. No basket. They're going to say basket interference on Sean Wilson as he got his hand in the bottom of the net. So they wave off Logan Bailey's three-pointer across half court. And the first quarter is in the books. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom J. back here at the East Gym. Lumberjacks leading after one quarter, 8-6. As they wave off the three-point basket, Logan Bailey nailed it just across half court at the buzzer, but Sean Wilson had his hand in the bottom of the net when it went in. So they wave it off for basket interference. We'll see if that plays any role in the final score of this one. So instead of 11-6, it's 8-6 here, as he's with the basketball to begin the second quarter. They skip the pass to Rutkowski. Merrill does a good job recovering back to Taylor. They try to force it into Hamlin, goes out of bounds, but it goes off of Merrill, so East will keep it. East has the... As Hamlin back in the game with Taylor, Rutkowski, and Widmark, and Logan Bailey still out there for the Lumberjacks. They get it into Bailey right away. Now gives it off to Taylor in the corner. Picked up his dribble back outside to Rutkowski. Now they swing it to Bailey. High post Taylor, backs it out to the three-point line, out to Bailey, top of the key. He's going to launch from there. Back bracket, no good. Rebound kept alive, loose. Merrill comes away with it. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Chaz Moots, pull-up jumper in the paint, back bracket, no good. Rebound grabbed by Moots again, puts it up. Now they're going to say, no, he traveled with the basketball. Got the offensive rebound, but traveled as he went to the hoop, and East will have it. Lumberjacks 3-5 in the first quarter. Merrill was just 2 out of 10. And Logan Bailey into the front court to Bryce Taylor. Taylor. To Hamlin. Hamlin's in the paint. He traveled with the basketball. Just some hesitation. Didn't know what he wanted to do with the ball as he was a little farther away from the basket than he normally is. And traveled with the ball and turns it over. That's 8 turnovers here for the Lumberjacks in the first half. 7:13 to play. And the first half, Merrill with it right wing. Brandon Barsh, now they get it down low to Moots. Turns, shoots over Hamlet. Nice move. He's free. Missed the shot. Rebound is grabbed out by Hamlet. Moots did everything but finish there. Nice move to get free. Hamlet with the rebound on the miss. Taylor to Bailey. Bailey gives it back to Taylor. Lost the handle on it. Now gets it back. Gives it back to Bailey. Dave Taylor. Bailey loses it again. Now it's Rutkowski. Down low to Widmark. Needs a cutter. That's Taylor. Goes in. No foul. Man, he got popped as he went in and missed the shot. Bryce Taylor did not get a call on drives to the hoop. It's happened most of the year. Merrill with the rebound back the other way they come. Reisman launches a three. That's off the rim. No good. The rebound grabbed by Taylor. Taylor into the front court. Now it's Rutkowski. Taylor, top of the key. Free throw line. Kicks it to Bailey. Launches a three. Got it. Logan Bailey for three. And it's 11-6. Lumberjacks. 5:58 to play here, first half. Moots with it in the front court. Now it's Bartz. Bartz, right wing. Reisman down low. Baseline drive. Shot blocked by Taylor. Bartz's shot was blocked. Now another shot put in. That was blocked. I think Hamlet got a piece of that. Now we're going to reach in foul. Moots, I believe, will pick up his second foul. Jazz Moots will pick up his second foul. A couple of substitutions for the Blue Jays. Nick Peterson and Matt Rutkowski will get in. Tanner Dimko will return for the Lumberjacks. 5:40 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 11-6. Trent Pate gets to the scorer's table, and will he be able to check in, or are they going to wait? Nope, they're going to let him check in. He'll come in for Jaden Rutkowski, who will get his first rest of the night. So it's Dimka and Pate, Taylor, Hamlin, and Widmark on the floor right now for the Lumberjacks. And Dimka into the front court. Gives it to Pate. Get past to Dimka. Out on top, Taylor, they swing it. Pate looks down low. Nothing there. Ball knocked away. He gets it back. Now he's going to operate on the dribble. Gives it back to Dimka. Rice Taylor. They're doing a good job fronting and playing behind Hamlin. Here's Pate with a long three. He brings it. Threatened Pate from way downtown. And the Lumberjacks, the last few games, have really been feeling the outside shot. Kurt Soderer wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:05 to play first half. 14-6 East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back at the East Gym, 5:05 to play. First half, 14-6, Lumberjacks leading. Widmark, Taylor, Dimka, Pate, and Hamlin on the floor for East. Lumberjack Hoops brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Winter season is winding down fast. The hockey tournament begins on Tuesday. Boys basketball seeding meeting is this weekend. We'll find out who everybody plays come Sunday. Merrill with the basketball. Brandon Bartz with it. He's still got it out on top. Now gives it off to Nick Peterson, left wing. Here's a three-ball launch. That's way too high, but the long rebound comes to Merrill. They'll get another shot on it. Anderson missed a three. Merrill really shooting poorly, but now a little jumper up and in for Brandon Bartz. 14-8. Dimka, Taylor down low to Widmark on the baseline. Kicks it out. Dimka's open for three. Out on top, he rattles it home. Tanner Dimka for three. He knocked down a couple of threes in the game against Rapids on Tuesday night. He's got one here tonight. 17-8 Lumberjacks. Alex Zettler in the corner, double team, gets rid of it to Bartz. Now he gives it out on top to Nick Peterson, back to Bartz. Right wing, Zettler. Beats a cutter, that's Anderson at the elbow, hangs it here in the paint, puts it up, no, rebound by Trenton Pate. East back the other way. Bryce Taylor in the front court. Gives it to Widmark between the circles. Now it's Dimka. Down low to Hamlin on the baseline. Hamlin double team. Gets rid of it to Dimka. Swings it to Pate. Pate's going to drive in. Jumps up. Puts up a runner with the left hand. Rolls off. No good. Merrill with the rebound. Tough shot. Trenton Pate contested there. Here comes Merrill back the other way. nearly falling down with it was Nick Peterson, but he was able to get rid of it. Anderson right wing. They skip it around. Now down in the left wing corner, the Zettler in the paint, little half hookup put up by Dethill, and that's no good. Widmark with the rebound. Boy, Merrill really shooting poorly tonight. Paid with it, top of the key, gives it to Widmark. Now it's Dimka. Out on top to Taylor. Taylor up paint. Widmark top of the key, swings it to Dimka. Down low to Taylor, posting up. Hangs in the air, no, but a foul, and Bryce Taylor will go to the line for two. Coming up Monday night, a makeup game for the Lumberjacks here at the East Gym. They take on Oshkosh West in non-conference play. We'll have that game for you on the radio Monday night. Tuesday night, East will play Rhinelander here. No radio for that game, as we'll be with the East hockey team as they open the tournament Tuesday night up in Minocqua against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Substitutions now for East. Sean Wilson and J.P. Lacey both get back in the game. Hamlin and Woodmark will take a breather. The Everest hockey team will square off with Tomahawk in their first game on Tuesday night. Taylor's free throw is up and in. He got one of two. 17-8, Lumberjacks. Actually, 18, I think. Yeah, now they put it up there. 18-8, Lumberjacks by 10. Merrill with the basketball. They get to the elbow to Moots. Now they swing it around left wing. Wing. Kick it back outside. Moots has it. Moots left wing down in the corner. This is Drew Hoff. Now back out on top. They swing it around the perimeter. Right wing now, Jake Anderson. East zone gets over there and covers it. Moots wants to drive between two defenders, and we're going to get a reach-in foul called on East. That's going to go on Trenton Pate. That's his first. 15 foul on the Lumberjacks, still a non-shooting foul, so Merrill will inbound it. .226 to play here, first half. Lumberjacks up by 10. They get the pass outside to Moots. He'll back out the dribble. Swing it around the perimeter. Alex Zettler with it left wing. Dribbles it back out on top. Gives it off to Rakowski. Zettler gets it back. Swing it right wing now to Drew Hawk. Pass in the high post. That's a double dribble, I think, but they're going to call a reach-in foul. He got away with a double dribble right there. Three officials on the floor. The outside official called that. That's going to be the second foul on Trent Pate. Merrill inbound it again. Next foul on the Lumberjacks will send Merrill to the line in the bonus, but only 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Anderson with it out on top. Now gives it off to Drew Hawk. Moots. Merrill around the perimeter to Rakowski. Matt Rakowski. Top of the key, Zettler. Back to Rakowski, now left wing. Here's a three-ball launch from out there. That's going to be way long, and Lacey will grab the rebound on the air ball by Hawk. And the shooting woes continue for the Blue Jays. Dimka right down the lane. Feeds Wilson. They get a layup. Nice penetration by Tanner Dimka right there. Laid it off for Sean Wilson. He laid it up and in. And another timeout called by Merrill with a minute 37 to play here. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. Lumberjack boys up 20-8 here on Merrill with a minute 37 to play first half. The Merrill girls beat East tonight, and a milestone set by Renee Slotnick of the Blue Jays as she scored her 1,000th point of her career. Only the second Merrill girls player to do that. Congratulations to her. I see they are laying out the jump ropes, which means our halftime entertainment tonight is going to be the Riverview Elementary School jump rope kids. And man, I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen that, it is something. That's going to be fun. They are incredible, the practice and time that goes involved in putting together this program. And they've been doing it at Riverview Elementary School for years. It is really something to see. And that will be fun at halftime here in just a little bit. Merrill with the basketball. They get it to Anderson, drives in, kicks it right wing. Good reaction by East. They get over there to cover. Here's a shot put up in the paint. Up and in. Tough shot for Brandon Bartz. He got it. A little runner in the paint. And that was contested. 20-10. East in the backcourt with it. Lacy's pass is knocked away. Now Merrill steals it. They get it. They quickly Merrill with two hoops. And East is going to call a timeout. Paul Duncan not happy with the play of his team right there. They could not get the ball across half court, turn it over again, and give up two quick hoops. And just like that, it should be 20-12. I think they haven't put up that other basket, have they? Yeah, there it is now. 20-12. It's an 8-point game. And he quickly gets Widmark and Taylor back out there along with Rutkowski. Dimka stays in. And also in for East is Lewis Nass. Lacy took that pass at half court, and instead of looking down court, he tried to pass it backwards to Dimka. It was intercepted, and Merrill took it in for a layup. 20-12 with a minute and 11 to play first half. You had a chance to put the hammer down and fill the big lead at halftime, and now you let Merrill get back in it a little bit. Taylor takes the inbound pass. Takes up a dribble, another backward pass. Here comes Dimka. Gets it ahead to Rutkowski. He's being doubled. Dribbles into a double team and calls timeout as he falls to the floor. And Coach Dimka just sort of looks like, what's going on? They're going to take a 20-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with a minute to play. All of a sudden, the Lumberjacks were rolling. All of a sudden, the wheels coming off a little bit. East basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats, located on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. I think these coaches, though, that they had a chance to maybe even put this game out of reach by halftime. They were up by 12. And with the basketball, and all of a sudden, Merrill has pulled it within 8. East has the ball back. Dimka gets it into Rutkowski. Rutkowski picks up his dribble now, gets it to Dimka. They've got Widmark in the high post. Now they get it to Taylor. Bryce Taylor, right side, free throw line extended. Back out on top to Rutkowski. They swing it around. Merrill playing zone. Doing a good job. Nass in the corner, back out on top. They get it to Taylor. Now Widmark on the baseline, going to shoot a jumper from there, a little bit long. No good. Merrill with the rebound. Widmark got an open look on the baseline. They missed it. Had a double dribble again. Merrill got away with one the second time tonight. Matt Rutkowski with it for the Blue Jays. Now passing the high post. They're going to get Nass on a push, and that means bonus free throws for Merrill. Blue Jays will go to the line for a 1-1 here. That foul is going to be on Lewis Nass, and it will be Chaz Boots at the line to shoot a 1-1 with 26 seconds remaining here in the first half. East up by 8. Moots has 3 points on the night. He's 1 of 2 from the free throw line in this game. And he hits the first one. 20-13. Remember, the Lumberjacks had a 3-pointer waved off at the end of the first quarter. Logan Bailey knocked down a half-court shot at the buzzer, but Sean Wilson had his hand in the bottom of the net, so they waved it off for basket interference. Chaz Boots' second foul shot. That's no good. Widmark with the rebound. Rutkowski into the front court. Hamlin is checked back into the game for East. Rutkowski, now it's Dimka. Hamlin drawing a double team inside. Taylor at the elbow. Tries to feed a cutter inside, but he traveled with the basketball. Good defense by Merrill. Forced a hesitation. And that's the 10th turnover of the half for the Lumberjacks. And now Merrill will get a chance here to get within 5 or maybe 4 with a 3-pointer. Although they have yet to hit a 3 tonight, but they have the basketball. So instead of building a lead here in the last minute of this half, the Lumberjacks have let Merrill right back in it. And it will be Brandon Bartz who will bring it into the front court. He draws the double team, gets rid of it to Moots. Moots is going to drive down the lane, right around Hamlin, underlaying it though, and Dimka pulls away the rebound. Hamlin didn't want to pick up another foul. East gets it across the court. Here's Taylor for 3 at the buzzer, partially blocked. And it will be the end of the first half as Taylor misses the 3. He thought he was fouled. They let it go. And the first half comes to an end with the Lumberjacks leading by 7, 20-13. Back in a moment, we'll recap the scoring after this. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.